and my mother actually was born here, to my understanding, in Roswell or Atlanta.
Okay. And then what about your dad?
Same thing. I'm not so familiar with my father, so but I know that he was born here, raised here, I believe.
Okay. All right. So your parents weren't together when you were growing up?
No.
Okay. All right. Okay. So then you're considered so your family pretty much is considered true Roswellian.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. Yep. All right. So then with your grandparents, they came here then when they were pretty young.
Yeah, pretty young.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So yeah, you're considered, yeah. It's, you're still considered a true Roswellian.
All right.
And so all of your family pretty much stayed in the historic district, so to speak?
Right here in Roswell. Yeah, right. Pretty much right here.
Okay. And they all still stay in the historic district?
Immediate family, you know, most of them, yeah. My mom is still here. Aunt, two aunts, three aunts, actually, who are still in Roswell.
Mm-hmm.
And one in Alpharetta, but yeah, pretty much.
That's kind of interesting, because a lot of the other people that we talk to, their family sort of move away or something like that.
They're still here. I mean, if I wasn't pastoring, I probably wouldn't be here, but they're
really
still here. Yeah.
What would you have done?
I'd pastored somewhere else, but, you know, I had a chance to go to North Carolina, pastor in North Georgia, but primarily this came available and it's worked out well.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any other siblings?
Yes, I have two brothers, two sisters. They're in, one lives in Roswell. All of them are in Georgia, but one lives in Roswell. Oh, excuse me, two live in Roswell. Brother, I have a sister and a brother who live in Roswell, and then a brother and sister who live outside of Roswell, like the Norcross area, Woodstock area.
Okay. And do they have any other, do they have children, so do you have?
Yeah, they have children. I have some nieces and nephews, so how many kids do they have? my sister who lives in Roswell has three daughters. Sister who lives outside of Roswell has two sons, and my brothers they don't have any children. Actually, my oldest brother who lives outside of Roswell, he has two stepchildren, so two children, so that's how that works pretty much.
Okay, so where are you in the order of?
I'm the youngest out of my brothers and sisters. I'm the youngest.
Ah, okay. Yeah. So, are you married then?
I'm married, yes.
And do you have children?
No, not yet.
Not yet?
Yeah.
Oh, the pressure's on.
I know, you're right.
you get nothing.
Been married
there.
Just a little, well, it'd be 2 years in a few days. So.
Oh, man, you're way behind.
Yeah.
Day one, that pressure's on. I know what that's like. Okay. All right. Okay, so everybody's married now.
Yeah.
And, okay. Yeah. Yeah, the next thing is going to be. So how old is your oldest sibling?
Oh, gosh. Maybe 45, something like that.
Let's see, 45. Let's see, you can have one that's, say, 20. Oh, yeah, call for the great-grandkids might be coming up pretty quick here then. It's time for you to settle down. And
something like that, yeah.
Yeah. Is there a push for higher education? You said you have some postgraduate sort of education. What about the other siblings in your family?
I have no postgraduate education in the sense that, you know, he started, my oldest brother, I think he went to college for a while. As a matter of fact, all of them probably went to college for a while.
Mm-hmm.